KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking some high school basketball around the area last night. And boys hoops from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Harlan needed overtime to beat Clarinda 52-49. It was Glenwood topping Lewis Central 49-46. St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 74-70. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beat Logan Magnolia 69-57. Riverside over Missouri Valley 62-25. Trainer beat Underwood 67-48. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK topping Arweva 62-56 in overtime. Boyer Valley beat Peyton Sherdan 75-46. Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison 39-38. Also, it was East Mills beating Bedford 36-28 last night in boys' hoops. In girls' Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball last night, it was St. Albert topping Kemper Catholic 59-57. Harlan over Clarinda 64-34. Glenwood beating Lewis Central 80-59. From the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia 52-42 winners over AHSTW. Riverside beating Missouri Valley 37-21. Trainer over Underwood 39-36. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK beating Arweva 79-42. Peyton Sherdan over Boyer Valley 54-34. Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 58-9. Also around the region, it was Dallas Center Grimes over Creston 64-44. East Mills beat Bedford 58-31. A fourth-ranked Iowa relied on defense and rebounding to open up Big Ten play with a victory as the Hawkeyes ground out a 70-55 win last night over Purdue.
To out-rebound them, 21 assists, 24 field goals, really, really good job. Forcing the 14 turns with six steals is tremendous effort for the guys.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Iowa won the battle on the glass 37-35 and held the Boilermakers to just 9 offensive rebounds.
This is a premier rebounding team. Every year, we did not rebound well on Saturday. That was a focal point of the preparation for this game. But it was not giving them second shot putbacks. If you get them to miss, you got to rebound that first miss.
Luca Garza led Iowa with 22 points, but he managed only 14 shots against a solid Purdue defense.
He recognized when the double team left, he kept his dribble. He had his head up the whole time, and he was looking for his teammates. And so if they're going to sell out, then we're going to be open. It's one of the reasons why we took 34 threes. You know, we were open.
Iowa improves to 7-1 with that victory. We'll have more Hawkeye basketball coming up on Christmas night. 7 o'clock is the pregame, 8 o'clock tip time. Iowa on the road at Minnesota. In other top 25 college hoops last night, Gonzaga got 25 points from Drew Timmy in a 95-78 win over Northwestern State. Also, it was number 3 Kansas picking up a 79-65 win over 7th-ranked West Virginia. Number 6, Houston beat Temple 76-50. 9th-ranked Wisconsin, a 67-53 winner over Nebraska last night. Number 14, Missouri beat Bradley 54-53. It was number 15, Texas Tech holding off Oklahoma 69-67. Number 16, Virginia beating William & Mary 76-40. And 17th-ranked North Carolina beaten by their cross-state rival North Carolina State 79-76. Drake is off to its best start in program history. Tank Hemphill led a balanced attack with 19 points as the Bulldogs improved to 9-0 with an 88-55 win last night over North Dakota.
You know, to go 9-0 and be able to do something that we haven't been able to do here at Drake prior to this. So really, happy for our guys and the work they put in and, just the opportunity to play all 9 of these games.
It was another solid shooting effort for the Bulldogs, who connected on 55% for the game, including 8 of 13 from three-point range.
What our guys have done a really good job of is we've been able to get in the paint, and we played a lot of inside out, whether it's off of post-ups or drives. Because of that, our three-point shooting percentages have been really good, and then we've been, at the rim a lot. So, and then the guys are unselfish. So I think when you get that combination of all those things, it's partly why we've been successful to this point on the offensive end.
Drake opens up Missouri Valley Conference play Sunday with the first of 2 games at Indiana State. Monica Sinano scored 19 points, and Iowa used a 27-17 third quarter to pull away in a 92-65 win over Western Illinois. That was a Tuesday afternoon game in Iowa City. Freshman Caitlin Clark had 13 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Triple doubles are hard to come by, and yep. I think the last one we had was in 2015 when Sam Logic, a first-round WNBA pick, had it as a senior. That was nice to see.
That's Hawkeye coach Lisa Bluter as Iowa returns to action on New Year's Eve when they'll host Rutgers. Iowa State had 17 three-pointers as they pick up an 85-67 win over Drake in women's hoops last night. Emily Ryan had 20 points and 10 assists to lead the Cyclones. Ashley Jones had 17 points. Also last night, Drake got a 14-point night from Kiara Collier. Grace Berg had 13. Maggie Bear had 12 points and 10 rebounds last night for the Bulldogs. Iowa State sophomore running back Breece Hall has recorded one of the greatest individual seasons in that school's history this year. The Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year is one of three finalists for the Doak Walker Award. That award, given annually to the nation's best running back, will determine its winner live during the football awards show on January 7th. Hall joins Alabama's Najee Harris and Clemson's Travis Etienne as finalists. A native of Wichita, Kansas, Hall has made a swift rise to one of the nation's elite running backs, leading the nation in rushing yards and 100-yard rushing games. He has 21 touchdowns and 126 points and scored on the season. Both of those equal school records. Iowa State running back kickoff returner Kane Nwangu was named the 2020 Big 12 Football Co-Scholar Athlete of the Year. Nwangu is the first Cyclone football player to pick up that award. His career 26-plus yard kickoff return average is number one in Iowa State history, ninth nationally among active FBS players. Iowa State junior Charlie Kohler is one of three finalists for the John Mackey Award as one of the nation's best tight ends. That'll be determined on January 7th. Kohler joins Kyle Pitts of Florida and Jalen Wintermeyer of Texas A&M as finalists. Kohler's caught a TD pass in five of his last six games and recorded a career-high 131 receiving yards in their win against Texas. He leads all Big 12 tight ends and ranks in the top five nationally in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdown catches. University of Iowa sophomore center Tyler Linderbaum has been named one of three finalists for the Remington Trophy, which is awarded to the nation's premier center in college football. Linderbaum joins Austin Blythe and Bruce Nelson as Iowa's third finalist in school history. He's a Solon native and was named a first-team All-American by Pro Football Focus on Monday. He started every game at center over the past two seasons. In eight games this year, Linderbaum helped anchor an Iowa offense that ranks second in the Big Ten in fewest sacks allowed, first downs and fourth down conversions, also in scoring offense and third in red zone offense. University of Iowa junior defensive lineman Davion Nixon has been named one of three finalists for the 2020 Outland Trophy. That Outland Trophy is presented to the nation's best interior lineman on offense or defense. Nixon is the only defensive lineman out of the three finalists. Tristan Wirfs was a semifinalist for the award last season. Four Hawkeyes have won the Outland Trophy in school history: Brandon Sheriff, Robert Gallery, Alex Karras, and Cal Jones. Nixon, who's a Kenosha, Wisconsin native, was named the Nagurski-Woodson Defensive Player of the Year and the Smith-Brown Defensive Lineman of the Year in the Big Ten just last week. Also in college football bowl action yesterday, Carson Strong threw for 271 yards and five touchdowns. Devontae Lee and Toa Taua each rushed for over 100 yards, and Nevada beat Tulane 38-27 in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. In the Boca Raton Bowl, a quarterback Zach Wilson threw for 425 yards and five touchdowns, leading BYU to a 49-23 win over Central Florida last night. A couple of more bowl games on the slate for today. The R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl at 2 o'clock this afternoon has Louisiana Tech facing Georgia Southern. Then tonight at 6, the Montgomery Bowl has Memphis facing off against Florida Atlantic. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Alabama stars Mac Jones and Devontae Smith are the finalists for the Maxwell Award given to the college football top player. The finalists for nine college football awards were announced yesterday. Lawrence and Jones are also finalists for the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award along with Florida's Kyle Trask. South Carolina has opted out of the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa, Florida this weekend, citing positive COVID-19 tests and contact tracing reasons. The Gamecocks say it would be impossible for them to play Saturday's game against UAB. South Carolina went 2-8 this season and fired coach Will Muschamp. The NCAA waived bowl eligibility requirements, allowing the Gamecocks to accept the bowl bid. The bowl wasn't able to find a replacement, and that game has been canceled. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.